systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, July 17th, 2009. My name is Matt.
And my name's Dan.
And this is my
what
lesbian co-host.
My name's Danny.
Dan. Daniel.
Danny.
Thank you guys so much for being with
douche.
Us.
Douche. For bag.
We could call you Danny Douche. Danny Douche.
Hey.
I'll change it on the site.
The name's Danny.
Thank you guys so much for being with us. Episode number 219, the Friday Night Show. If you are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback. You can type shit, we'll read it, or you can give us a call, 462-044-4687. Right.
Or Skype the Jam Hole.
Or Skype the Jam Hole. Thank
all
you.
Lowercase.
All one word. Right. Right. So, tonight we have a guest. We have IQ. You may know him from my MySpace profile. He is one of my many friends. He just happens to live here also. IQ, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. Good to have you with us. So, I was driving around the other day, and if you guys remember a while ago when the Book of Matthew, when I was putting that together, I said that I met this guy on the internet that was maybe going to make some beats, and he lives here and shit. This is the kid I was talking about. So, I was driving the other day, and I get a text message, and he's like, hey, you coming to this party? And I'm like,
what party?
What party? This fucking party that is happening July 24th, which is a Friday, so we'll probably end up doing is having an earlier show. Hey, what time do you work July 24th?
Oh, that's, hey, let me check in my calendar.
It's a Friday.
Hey, I think I'm free.
Do you have that day off?
I think I do.
And every day from now till
yes.
then and from then afterwards?
Yes.
MDS says that's why she has the big smiley face on.
Yes.
Oh, that's it. You don't go to work anymore.
Right.
That would make me smile. So, 17 and over, full bar. Full bar?
Yeah, definitely.
Full bar. I find that you have to have a full bar whenever having events like this. Is this the first event you've thrown up here before? Or
yeah, I just moved up here 2 months ago and finally got the show set up.
You're from where?
Oh, I'm from Hollywood.
Hollywood? Right on. How long you lived here?
About 2 months.
Nice. You like it so far?
I love it so far. It's yeah. a nice change.
Nice. Not a lot of people. Not as many as bigger cities like that.
Yeah, less traffic. Everything's cheaper.
Yeah. It's way cheaper, dude. We went to New York a while ago, and we knew it'd be, like, kind of expensive. Everyone was like, oh, cigarettes are so expensive. Like, everything there is so fucking expensive. And the
we
rooms...
We even took pictures of the cigarette prices because they were
so
over
crazy.
$10.
And food and, like, $8 fucking shots of liquor. And, like, it's crazy there. It is nice.
Ridiculous.
It sucks we don't have, you know, as many people. I mean, that's cool, but it kind of sucks for doing
you know what? In
like
Florida,
this.
Their cigarettes just went up from three something a pack to almost five. They're still under five
because
though.
Of the tax thing that is making everyone's cigarettes make higher prices.
I guess I don't know, but like they just went up from like $3.75 to like $4.50 something, like that just sucks. Now.
So you're hosting this with Money Mike. I don't know if. A long time ago here, Money Mike and Adam, Threesome Adam, that's been on the show, they threw a party and Sir Mix-a-Lot came up here for it.
Nice.
And it was kind of funny, though, because like, everyone's like, oh, yeah, it's Sir Mix-a-Lot, you know, Baby Got Back and that shit. Like, if you saw him now, he doesn't really look like what he used to back in the day. Like, he's kind of let himself go a little bit, and to get him, like, to see him on stage still rocking the house to those old songs, like, it's so awesome. But, yeah, he's come up here a few times for parties like that. You guys should get him up here. We fucking...
Maybe. If the show goes well, we're kind of using this as a test show, then we're going to do it more often, and the next place we're getting, I think, is going to be it's called Expo or something. But it holds more people, about 500 to 600 people. Yes.
Right on.
And then we're going to try to get, you know, bigger artists up here.
It'd be cool to see, like, a lot of the hip-hop artists that come up here. Like, Sweatshop Union's been up here, like, to Whitefish a couple times. But Missoula's, like, where they usually go.
It's the party town.
Well, yeah, it just, it sucks, like, whenever a, like, a decent name, like an Atmosphere or an Aesop Rock, someone that, like, a lot of people would recognize. Mm-hmm. Like, they're always sold out like that because the venues up there are so small. Like, they don't, I don't think they have anything up there that you would be feasible like we have down here with the Majestic Valley Arena. Like, I always thought that'd be the coolest place to throw a fucking, like, a big fucking concert, because it's such a big fucking warehouse. Like, it's just a big barn, pretty much. Yeah. It's fucking, you could throw some parties there. But this should be pretty cool. It's there's not that many things like this going on, so if you guys are local, it's cool to get out to this kind of shit. Excuse me.
What are you doing?
I was trying to read, but I ended up reading like three things at once. The tickets are $6 if you get them pre-show. Where can people get tickets for this at?
They can get them at Coulter Coffee in Kalispell on Main Street, or Girl 6 on First Ave and Center, or Star 99 in the Glacier Building.
The radio station's got them and shit?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, they're giving away tickets too.
You got some to give away?
We gave them some to give away. They're going to be doing giveaways, prizes, kind of things.
Hell yeah. So yeah, should be cool. And then we're going to see if we can work something out, if this ends up cool. And I talked to the lady for the venue for our 250th show, and she was like, yeah, it sounds good. I got to talk it over with everyone that works there for some reason to make sure no one has any hang-ups about it, because no one's ever come to her and been like, we want to do a talk show in your thing. She's like, is this some kind of weird cult thing? I'm like, no. I mean, well, kind of, but it's not like, it's not that weird.
We're not all going to kill ourselves in there.
Yeah, exactly. We're not, there's no comments coming anytime soon.
No.
So we'll be all right, but that's a good idea for the next one.
Maybe
can follow your friend and ask him when the next good comment to get the fuck out of here is. Is he waiting for the next one?
I have no idea. No clue.
I want to have him on the show, but I don't know if I want him, like, here in the house, because he seems... I read the one book, G.A. Beck's who we're talking about, I read the one book that is called China America.
Yeah.
And you're not going to read it, so I'm just going to mention it real quick.
You can go ahead and mention it. I will read it.
But he wrote it like he is like John of Revelation, if you believe that stuff, and he's like seeing all of this stuff unfold and then documenting it, and it basically, like, Al Gore and some of our nation's leaders secretly made a pact with China to where if we ever needed them to come bail us out, like a military kind of thing, we would relinquish our rights and everything to them. Like, they would be the new leaders of America. So they make this secret pact. Yeah, right. I was like, huh, really? Huh. That's kind of weird. So they make this secret pact, and like 20 years goes by, and shit starts getting kind of shittier and shittier. And pretty soon we're in so many wars ourselves, and, you know, enough military have died and shit to where we need China's help. So and they come over and they kick whoever's ass it was that they were fighting against. And then they're like, okay, so we're your leaders now, and it's the detailed story of, like, this happening, and the military coming in and taking all of our guns and books and everything religious and all this crazy shit, up until it ends right after they have the great trials of China America, or whatever they're called, and, like, Bill Clinton and his administration, and Bush and his administration, and all of the gays and all of the religious people, like, everyone is brought in one by one and held on trial. And most of them end up getting, you know, firing squad kind of deaths.
Oh, wow.
And then it's like, you know, please don't let this happen. The end.
Nice.
It's so weird. But and the thing I was telling you about is, like, when you read that book, just remember that I was on, what did I say? That
you
I
said
was
that
on,
you agree with a lot of it.
I agree with a lot of what China was doing. That's what.
Yeah.
And you didn't have a chance, and you're not going to read it. So I need to, it's not that, okay, all of your rights are gone and shit, but eventually, if things get bad, we may need some people to come in and, you know, thin out the herd a little, you know? Right. And that's kind of what China did. They came in and said, anyone that has any religious, you know, beliefs or anything like that, you're all either going to change or you're dead. And the ones that were like, God will save us, and they're like, bullet
boom,
to the head.
Done.
Like, okay, if nice. You want to be with God, there you go. And so what they basically did was just by killing all of these different kinds of things. And I'm not saying, like, that's what we need to do. I'm saying, you know, eventually we might need
it would help.
To start, you know. And so basically what they ended up with was a completely docile, like, non-religious, non-anything really, just, like, the average almost. But
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It seemed weird. And then, like, they're like, and everyone was calm, and there were no more arguing and wars and shit, because, you know, there's none of the big things, the money and the fucking religion, all the things people argue about, like, it's not there anymore. So, I don't know. It's kind of interesting. It's funny that, like, I was reading it, and I couldn't help but find, like, spelling errors and shit, because
yeah.
I'm like, if he can publish a
self-publishing.
Book...
Self-publishing.
Well, yeah, one of them was. The other one wasn't, but I don't know. It's interesting to read.
I'll end up reading it eventually.
But you were telling me that this guy, he's still... He was one of the... What was that comet? Heaven's
Halley's.
Gate?
Yeah, the Halley's Comet. The Heaven's Gate thing.
Right.
Yeah.
He was one of those members, and he was late or something getting
yeah,
to the plane.
He had some
awesome.
Job at, like, Blockbuster or Movie Gallery or some crap like that, and, like, they wouldn't let him get off work in time, and he's like, God, you know what? I gotta go. And, like, he's like, changing his shoes and shit and, like, running
like
out the door.
The night of the comet.
Yeah,
like, I gotta go.
Yeah, he's like, dude, I gotta go. And he gets there, and they're all gone.
And he just walked in on them all laying there dead.
Yes.
And he was just like,
He was pissed.
He was pissed about it. Like, I admit, they're really on the comet
yes.
right now, and you're
yes.
pissed? Really?
He was so pissed that
wow.
he missed the comet.
I do kind of want to talk to this guy. Like,
he's great to talk to.
I bet. And, oh, man, that's amazing. To see that with your own eyes, that, dude, they're dead. Like, they're not anywhere right now, except whatever, you know, whatever happens when you die. And he
yeah.
still is like, I wanted to be there.
Yep. So, that was him.
Crazy people.
Yep.
I can see why this lady is like, yeah, I don't know if I want a cult coming in here and shit.
Yeah.
But so she heard somewhere that we were planning on having this, you know, 250th episode party, basically, in their back room. And I hadn't talked to her yet. I just mentioned on the show.
Are we getting that big?
I don't know. It's weird. And she had, like, a paper with, like, all this shit written down. And I'm like... Who told you that or anything? And she's like, and I heard that the vagina spiders were going to play. And she's like, they're not allowed in this bar.
Aww.
If you guys remember on that episode we had them on, one of them was saying that they got kicked
they got
out because
from
of
the bar, yeah.
some shit got written in the bathroom and they got caught doing it or something. But
mm-hmm.
wasn't the one kid saying it wasn't them? He just fessed up to it or something?
Yeah, and he apologized and he was like, look, I'm really sorry.
Yeah, she said that they're all, like, never allowed there again. And I'm like, even if we keep them back there and they're just playing, like,
yeah.
I'll take responsibility. I mean, I don't want to, but I will, I guess. I mean, what's the worst they could do?
So she said no.
She said... You can maybe have it there, but they cannot for sure play. You can have a different band play. Someone that, you know, three of the four members aren't 86 from the bar we're having the party
Damn.
At. So.
I really like the vagina.
I know. And, I mean, there's a lot of different places. And she didn't say yes or no. She said she has to talk it over with everyone that works there and the owners and shit. But she's going to listen to some episodes.
She's
going
to listen to some episodes and be like, you know what? No.
Fuck no.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. Fuck this.
That's exactly what's going to happen. We're going to have it at Anna's.
And then she's going to be like, you're the motherfuckers that put the stickers up on the pool tables. That was not me. I want to say that right now. That was the boss's son where I work at. He did
just
that.
Just let her know. Be like, hey, I sell these stickers.
We give them away.
Yeah,
fuck,
pretty much,
dude. We're not even selling this shit.
People fucking put them wherever they want.
Yeah, one me.
It's not us.
I saw that we told that one story about seeing a kid with a fucking Jam Hole shirt on, like in the bar and stuff. Like,
yeah,
that shit gets around. This town
I saw
is...
someone in the gas station with one on.
Yeah, today
it was no, it was a couple weeks ago. He said it was one of your friends.
Oh, nice. It's weird when that happens because I don't.
I'm like, where'd you get that shirt?
Yeah,
and he's like, oh, I know
That's
Matt.
So cool.
Like, all right, whatever.
So how the fuck did you? You just were like, I'm not coming back to work. Did you tell them even? What happened? What happened?
What was it? Yesterday? Right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yesterday. I woke up and I was getting ready for work and totally dressed for work.
Hey, hold on. MDS says if she's got to think about it and talk to everybody, fuck her and get another place. You don't need to be at a tight ass place.
Maybe.
Good point.
True.
We could pretty much... we could go get the fucking Grange for all that matters.
Yeah. I mean,
it's nice to have a bar, you know.
Yeah. But I hopped in my car, and I was halfway to work, and then it felt like somebody stabbed me in, like, my left side.
Ooh.
And it just hurt like hell, and I couldn't, like, do anything.
While you were driving?
While I was driving.
Did you wreck?
No, I swerved like a motherfucker and pulled over, though. I pulled
like
over
your appendix
and
just blew the fuck
up. Yeah, that's
up.
What it felt like, man. I was like, oh, fuck, you know, I can't even, like, function right now. Fuck this. And I turned around and came home, and I didn't even think about to call work because if I called work, they're going to be like, you're a fucking liar.
You're faking it, really?
Yeah, you're fucking faking it. You put in your 2 weeks already. We don't really fucking care, whatever. You know, I just didn't want to hear that shit. So I'm like, you know what, fuck you. I'm not even going to call. And they called me once, and I didn't answer the phone. They didn't leave a message, so fuck it, whatever. But,
have you talked to them since?
Nope.
And that was Thursday?
Yesterday? Yep.
Hmm.
Have not talked to them since, and, I guess from what my doctor says, my cyst did burst.
While you were driving?
While I was driving.
That's crazy you didn't crash.
Yeah, no shit, because the way it hit me fucking hard.
Viola Chick says, whoa, Danny haircut major. That's not Danny, this is Chris.
You motherfucker.
Danny's lesbian sister.
Hi, Viola.
Sorry.
This is Danny. I'm not gay. But yeah, my doctor said that from the way it sounded and stuff that it did burst. And yeah, so my cyst burst.
Nice.
And hurt like hell.
So does it just go away now? Problem solved?
Probably.
Sweet. Why didn't you burst it like six months
ago? She told me that the medication that I'm on and stuff, the stuff that they put me on, would...
it made it burst.
Yeah. They said that it could
That's
have
not nice.
Enlarged it and made it burst on its own. And I'd rather it burst than them having to go in and take it out.
Rip it the fuck out
yeah,
of it. Yeah.
Because that's expensive and just going through a couple hours of pain, you know, whatever. It did
whatever.
Suck. It hurt like hell. But I didn't call the doctor... She called me.
Really?
For another reason.
Do you have AIDS?
Close. I'm one letter off from the HIV virus.
So what'd she say?
I have the HPV virus.
Where did you get that?
You.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what is that?
Explain
it for everybody that doesn't know.
I can't remember the thing.
So what is that? 1 in 4?
What do you mean? What do you mean 1 in 4?
How many statistically do people get that?
It's 50% of all Americans.
So it's oh shit, that sucks.
It says that, you know, I looked it up. She gave me a website to look up some information on it and stuff, and it says that anyone, normally everyone in their lives will have HPV. Without
she
even
just,
knowing.
She just said that to make you feel better. She's like,
no,
honey,
no, this is
eventually
on the site.
Everyone gets it.
No, this is on the site and stuff.
That's
all
awesome.
The, like, fact information shit. And it's, you know, I mean, I guess it's pretty common. And usually your immune system will take care of it on its own.
Right, assuming you have
a good
immune
one,
system.
Which
right.
I don't.
Right.
You do. I
yes.
don't. Right.
So that's why, like, I'm totally cool. Like,
yeah.
There's nothing bugging me.
Well, in
at
men,
all,
it normally doesn't
weird.
Show any signs at all unless it's a really bad case of it. Then you'll get, like, genital warts or, like, penile cancer.
Hmm. What does that look like?
Probably that, like, that
that's
lump
crazy.
On your dick.
Awesome.
All right. was that mean? but no, she said that it supposedly clears itself up within 2 years and you never even know that you have it. Am I passing that?
Yes.
Okay.
Would you like that?
Thank you.
Definitely.
No problem.
But, what is that? What?
No, don't worry about what that says.
I was side-blinded.
You're having a cis baby is what the chat's saying.
God, what the fuck?
They're throwing you a baby shower right now.
All
right.
Name it Joe. No, so men can have HPV and not know it, not have any signs of it, no health problems, no nothing.
Right.
But they can pass it to a woman.
Obviously the weaker species, and then it just completely debilitates them for the rest of their lives.
No.
I understand.
No.
No, it makes perfect sense. It totally does.
I'm going to stomp on your nuts when you're sleeping.
Not while I'm sleeping. That's why I don't sleep. You ask, like, why I'm always up all the time. It's because you say shit like that, and then I'm like, well, what if she stomps my nuts while I'm asleep? No, fuck that. I'm not going to sleep. It's your fault.
That's fine. I want the bed to myself anyway.
I know. I go in there, and you're, like, in the middle of the fucking queen-size bed.
But, so, there's two different types of HPV. There's, the low-risk HPV, which causes, like, genital warts, I guess, and something else. And that's what it causes in men also, is genital warts.
Right.
And there's a high-risk HPV, where it's only on the woman's cervix.
And it kills you.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, there's five stages of the high-risk HPV, and I hate being the middleman.
Is stage one awareness?
Stage one is where things just aren't normal.
That's stage one of who are. It's awareness.
Anyway, stage one is just where things aren't normal. Stage two is where you have abnormal cell growth around your cervix. Stage three is precancerous. Stage four is cancer, but it's not spreading. Stage five is it's fucking cervical cancer, and it's spreading to your uterus and everything else you got in there.
It just, like, envelopes you in a big cocoon of cancer.
So, I don't know what I have. I have to go in for a biopsy on the 27th. And,
what's that?
They're going to take a chunk of my cervix.
That's awesome.
No, it's not. Because guess what? Can't have sex the day before and can't have sex for a week afterwards.
No, also not awesome. You're right. That
a week.
Not awesome.
No, that is not awesome at all. And so, yeah, they said that... And HPV is the only thing that actually causes cervical cancer.
Really?
So if you have cervical cancer, you've had HPV for a while and just never known it.
That's weird, because when, like, a bunch of girls...
An STD gives you cancer, goddammit! That's fucked up!
They're getting smarter. They know what kills people.
It's fucked up!
It's totally... When people, the girls at the office were like, oh my god, she has cancer? She's dying? And I was like, no! Where did you hear that from? And then, you know, I told them what happened, and they're like, all of them know, like, all these people. They're like, oh yeah, they've had cysts like that, and... This kind of cancer. Like, I guess all women get that shit eventually.
No, I don't know.
Obviously,
I don't fucking know.
Being the weaker species and all. You guys just... You can't help but get sick all the time. I'm totally kidding. MBS says, hey... Oh, where'd it go? Hey, Viola, tell us about Cheese's scars on his back. You should call in about that. You want to call in and tell us about that. They mentioned that Keith and the
girl... Is it like your scars on your back?
No, they saw... Well, kind of. But, like, deep and bloody. Like, Keith even mentioned it on the show. He's like, what the fuck did she do to him?
I tried not to.
I'm
kind of
curious.
No, but, yeah, I might have cervical cancer.
So what are they going to do? Just cut out your vagina and call it good?
There's different ways they can go to it.
Give you a transplant. Could they put that fleshlight, like, just take the cap off it, flip it around, and then just pop it up there?
No.
You wouldn't even notice, I bet. Yes, you're live on the jam hole. Holla.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi,
Viola. Viola.
What did you do to that poor boy?
I got a little overenthusiastic.
We do that sometimes.
And, I scratched his back kind of bad, but it wasn't as bad as it really seemed on the podcast.
Did he get stitches? Because that's bad.
Well, no, because everyone was giving me shit for it the entire weekend of, like, the 1,000 show. Because for some reason, like, when we shaved Cheese's head, like, he had to take his shirt off. And so, like, everyone just saw it, and they gave me shit for it the entire weekend because they knew I was a virgin before him. And so they were just freaking out. And Keith doesn't believe me that it was actually from sex.
Oh, he thinks you, like, knocked him out, drugged him, and fucking took his kidney.
Probably.
That's cool. How was it? How was the 1,000th show? Was it fucking awesome?
It was kick-ass, although I Hamda asked me up to, like, talk beforehand, to talk to her beforehand.
And then she made out with you.
No.
What'd she say?
And I was, no, I don't know why she called me up there, but I was sort of drunk, and she just mostly asked about me and Cheese having sex.
Ah. She's like, can we talk about this other show? You're like, huh? Yeah, what?
Whatever.
I really, honestly, like, I'm surprised I'm getting all this attention. I don't see myself as that important.
You're a star.
And so, like,
now,
when they mentioned me on the 1,001 show, I was like, holy shit. Oh, my gosh. I don't even know what to do.
You lost your virginity to Cheese.
Yeah, that's kind of a big deal because of a show. Like, you guys hooked up, and now you're not virgins. And now you probably have HPV.
Yep, and cervical cancer.
Hey, cancer.
Do what? Oh, man.
All right.
All right, so, well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, I guess then. Okay.
I miss you, V.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Poor girl.
I know, right?
She, yeah, like, that's crazy. Because I bet, like, when people, there's a lot of people on their forums, and when, you know, someone's mentioned like that, they're like, private messages and fucking phone calls. You're like, what the fuck? I had sex with a kid. It's cool. No big deal, guys.
Yeah.
Fun.
But
so.
Yeah. So if you develop penile cancer.
It's your fault. Thank you.
No.
No. Okay.
Set the record straight. Remember when you were like, I didn't give you an STD.
Fault.
Go ahead and give me my apology now. Blah, blah, blah. Because
yeah,
I got tested for chlamydia and gonorrhea or whatever. And
I didn't give
like,
you one of
clean.
The nasty ones.
No. But you were like, fucking apologize to me. I didn't give you shit. Blah, 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 blah.
I didn't give you cancer. That's your immune system's
you
fault.
You
gave
me HPV, which causes cervical cancer.
Everybody
so,
has that,
say
dear.
You're fucking sorry. For fucking dirty bitches.
I'm sorry for fucking dirty bitches.
There you go. That's, yeah, there you go. I feel better now.
Do you?
Yes.
That's good.
A little. You can take the cancer while you're at it.
So, speaking of dirty bitches, you have a fucking album out, right? Is it on iTunes?
Yeah, it is on iTunes.
Really? That's fucking cool. That's, like, the easiest way to have people get your shit. And do you get, like, what's the money like on that? I've never put anything on iTunes. Is it cool, or is it, like, is it worth the time to do it?
Well, I get a lot of money from it, kind of.
Yeah, that's cool. Definitely get the word out, either way.
Yeah, I like that it's on there. I probably get more sales on there than anything, actually.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking popular. Someone was saying the other day that, like, if you, I forget how it goes, if you bought all of the apps in the iTunes store, like, all of them, I guess the free ones are free, but the ones you pay for, you'd spend, like, over $200,000 or something. Like, it's so fucking popular. It's a good place to put your music and shit. I was gonna ask, what do you think, like, you're kind of the first hip-hop artist that's come up in this, like, Web 2.0 phenomenon, or whatever you want to call it. Like, is it just so much more than, you know, if you what you could normally be doing, just people, and it's more personal and all that?
Well, it's just a different world now, you know, like,
totally,
you used to have to get signed to a label to get anything out there at all, and you used to have to be put out tapes and stuff, you know. Then it went to CDs, and so now it's kind of good for artists, like any independent artist. You know, they can put their MP3s online, get fans on MySpace, keep mailing lists easily. And
it's all about just, like, interacting with the customer, the client, just like in any business, pretty much.
Yeah.
The more people you can get at, the more, you know, it'll grow and stuff. It's kind of cool. Do you think, though, it goes the other way, too, and it's caused the whole, you know, all the different industries to just get way flooded and stuff, or?
Well,
like, any more than it normally would if all this stuff was just not existent?
Yeah, it's hard to say, you know. That definitely is the drawback to it.
Yeah.
You know, there's just the industry's just saturated with all kinds of acts. Yeah, that's part of the problem is that anybody can put their stuff out there. So, you know, anybody that really can help you with it is getting so many submissions.
I guess it's cool that you can get, like, people that are good at it and are gonna do that, like, they'll make it anyway, so it kind of makes it easier to do it initially, and then the people that, you know, are good at it and have are gonna stay and stuff, like, they'll make it.
You can't
way.
Just live off the internet out.
Yeah,
if
yeah.
if the internet's like the only way you can get your music out there, you're done, you know. You yeah. gotta combine it still with you know, CD sales and touring, you know.
Yeah,
live
shows and stuff.
Yeah, you gotta interact you know. With people always.
See, my hip-hop career is done. The only way I get it out there is just the internet and shit. But I'm not trying to, like, sell it a bunch and be like, this is what I'm going to do. Like, it's a cool add-on for having the show just to fucking...
Yeah, when people are cruising
that.
In their car, they're still listening to the radio usually.
Yeah, pretty much.
Or maybe XM or Sirius or something like
yeah.
that.
I think eventually it'll get to the point, though, where there's, like, it's Wi-Fi is everywhere in the internet.
Yeah, maybe when it gets to that point.
Eventually,
it's
yeah.
still going to be so saturated, though.
It'll be even more so, because, you know, it'll have been around for that much longer and stuff. It'll just be that much easier to get it to people. So what do you got? What's your fucking goal and shit? What are you trying to... Do you want to just have a normal job and... Do that on the side, or
well, that's
that?
The thing. I don't want a normal job, you know.
Yeah,
that's I don't need to make, you know, millions of dollars like 50 Cent, but I do want a career out of it, you know.
Yeah,
if I can make enough money to not have to work a day job, then I feel like I've succeeded.
That's cool. That's what you want to be, fucking getting paid to do what you want to do and stuff. It's like not even work at that point. If I could just do this all day, I'd be set.
Yep.
Shit, yeah. Is it nicer up here, like, throwing, just being in this area compared to, like, I mean, you do it in L.A. and stuff, and there's just, it seems like every other block there's someone, like, hustling a CD or a fucking watch, or, like, it's, people just get immune to it after a while.
Yeah. Up here you got some people hustling their CDs, too. It's...
Was that, like, out on the street, like, hand-to-hand? I know, like, Papa Pill is the only kid I know that does that kind of stuff. Like, is literally, like, walking down Whitefish Boulevard, like, handing out CDs and talking to people.
Yeah, I used to do that a lot in L.A., but I don't really, you know, go out on the street and sell CDs in Kalispell.
Yeah. No one wants to do that. It's a tough job. You finding a work around here, like, while you're up? Just trying to pay bills before...
Well, yeah, I got the studio up, so I make a little money off that. And
nice. You just get bothered, like, all day by people on MySpace, like, hey, make me beats, make me beats, make me beats.
Not yet, but we got a beat website going up, and once I show everybody that...
You will be, hopefully?
Yeah, no, it's not hopefully. It's already paid for and halfway constructed.
Nice.
And it's got about 100 beats on there of all these different categories, East Coast, West Coast, Southern... Yeah, the West Coast ones, I collaborated with my friend who's really pro at West Coast type beats, who also collaborated with me on the album. But all the East Coast, Southern, Underground, Latin flavors, I got all these different categories. All the rest of them are done just by me.
Oh, yeah. When's that come online?
It should be in a couple weeks. It's hard to say exactly. We don't have an exact date of launch yet. But it's pretty much halfway constructed. It takes a lot to get it set up with all the, because they got to set up PayPal and, like, the contract thing where they can e-sign and stuff. So
the whole business side of this shit takes some time still. All I can hear is you typing.
I know.
What are you saying? You could say, hey, excuse me, guys.
I'm letting you guys talk because our guest on our show and you are speaking to our guest.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
You cockbag.
Why are you so angry?
Because I have cancer.
Oh. That's true. Everyone's like, oh, people with cancer, they're like the sweetest people. Like, no, dude, they're all assholes, and this is why. You're going to be one of those crotchety old fuckers that's just like, wipe my ass, I hate everything. When you're like 70.
Maybe not that bad or anything, but I might be a little pissed when I have to remove my, remove my shit.
You weren't going to use it.
And go through menopause
at
like 24.
Yeah, that'll suck.
Yeah.
That's what one of the girls in the office was like. She's going to get all hormonal on you and shit. It'll be like she was pregnant. Like, God damn it. I really don't want to deal with that.
Hey, you said you wouldn't leave me.
No, I'm cool. As long as you keep hosting the show with me.
You're going to put up with me?
MDS says, you mean you can buy beats and not just steal them like Matt does? Yeah, dude. If you have money, you can totally buy beats. It's amazing.
Yep. You can't even steal mine. They got watermarks on them.
See? If they weren't royalty-free, they would have put watermarks.
We got a free section, though.
That's awesome.
But people in the chat were saying, you know, it's better that they caught this now because they can treat it.
What, me stealing beats?
No,
oh,
HPV.
Right, right.
Sorry. Sorry.
Matt must be stopped.
That's really why you're here tonight. You're like, hey, that's that Matt kid. Fuck him.
Contrary to popular belief, there's no treatment for HPV. There's no cure
because
for HPV.
Because it doesn't do anything to you unless you're weak.
No. Fucking
that was
retard.
Mean. I'm sorry. That was rude.
It was. Asshole. Fuck. And I'm really rude.
Vilichick
so
says,
up.
Think of it, though. No, Danny, no more periods, eh? That's
yeah,
cool.
No more periods, but you gotta go through menopause.
What does that even mean?
That means you don't have any hormones produced in your body anymore. Your fucking voice drops all crazy.
Sounds like oh, no, that wouldn't be good.
No.
Could you imagine her with, like, an even deeper voice?
And my voice isn't here. That deep.
No, well.
But,
it's gruff.
But no, there's no treatment, no cure, no nothing for HPV. There's not even a test for HPV, only in women. That's a screen
because
for
it's
cervical
the only
cancer.
Thing it affects, of course.
Well, they could test for HPV in women when they're screening for cervical cancer, because that's the first step before cervical cancer is HPV.
Right.
So that's the only way they can find it. But there's no treatment for the HPV itself. There's only treatments for the diseases that HPV causes.
How do you think it feels to be this guy? He's on the only episode of the Jam Hole. It's probably going to be named HPV.
Yes, the cancer episode. The cervical cancer episode.
It's like, have you heard that one? I was on that.
But do you want the cancer? Because you can have it. I don't want it.
I don't have to have sex with him too, dude.
Well, I'll take his penis over my cervix right now. So
what are they going to do? They're just, it's fine. Don't even worry about it.
Well, if my fucking biopsy comes back as a cervical cancer, then they're going to have to start removing parts of my cervix, the parts that are infected. So
they're really good at that these days, though. You won't even notice it. So how are you going to pay for all that?
I'm not.
What are you going to do? You're just going to be like, okay, it's sign on the line. Yeah, I'll pay you or something.
Well, they can't refuse me.
If you wait, so you just wait till it gets really super bad.
Well, no, after so long, they have to write the whole thing off.
Oh, so you just wait it out.
Kind of.
I can handle like 3 calls from them a day, just hit and ignore. I can put it on a blacklist, and my phone, it'll ignore it for me. Does your little iPhone do that, Josh? You fucking douche. I'm so sick of hearing about his iPhone. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's so annoying.
He made a bit on his show called iPhone News just to piss me off, and I'm not happy about that. Well, I got a couple news stories here. What time is it, please?
It's 38.
Thank you.
Feels like longer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's cancer slowing down your fucking world. No?
Ouch.
This one is called...
You're coming with me, by the way, to get tested.
Okay.
You're going to be there, and I'm going to punch you in the face when they take that chunk of my cervix out.
Oh, I'm not going to be there for that.
Oh, yeah, you will.
The fuck I am.
Oh, yeah, you will. You know why?
Why?
Because your penis gave it to my cervix.
Your cervix shouldn't have got it.
You shouldn't have fucked a skanky bitch.
I'm sorry. You moved in. What am I supposed to do?
I got tested before I was with you, and I didn't have anything.
Can we save this argument?
You
for
gave
the trailer
me cancer,
park?
You fucking asshole.
Okay. Are you gonna sue me? You should sue me.
I should sue you.
That'd be so awesome.
Well,
for this
wait.
Show.
Let's find out who had HPV and gave it to you.
What happens when I get the test and it shows up totally negative?
I guarantee you it won't.
You
if I
bet?
Have HPV, you
I'll
have
bet
HPV.
Another apology on that.
I'll bet. 1,000 fucking blowjobs that you have HPV.
That you'd still owe me 900. Well, no. Then I'd be negative. No, then I'd be negative blowjobs. Fuck that. I'm like 103 ahead right now. I'm not getting negative blowjobs in one fucking. No, fuck that.
No, it wouldn't be negative, you dumbass.
Yeah,
if I bet you 1,000 blowjobs.
And you owe me 103 blowjobs, that would be negative 990,
no,
whatever the fuck.
No, that's plus numbers, plus more plus numbers, you fucking retard.
Up.
That's 1,109.
Man held.
You're an idiot.
Thank you. And impersonating.
You have HPV.
Thank you for that.
I hope you get penis cancer.
Thank you for that also.
Fucking hate you.
Man held an impersonating priest, tried other roles. The Northeast.
Jerk.
Are you done yet?
No!
Please, continue then.
No, go ahead. I don't care anymore.
So you're done now.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
I'll help you out, jerk. You fuckface. Fucking idiot. What the fuck did you do to me?
You gave me cancer.
Have you ever heard that from a girl? It's like fucking nails on a chalkboard.
I have a chalkboard idea.
You ever got a girl pregnant before? Do you have
I don't believe
kids?
So,
I'm
no.
Sorry, I believe the proper question would have been, do you have any children?
Not that I know of, no.
Nice. So you've never had to, like, coerce one into an abortion or anything like that?
Nope.
Nice. No HPV?
Hell no.
Not yet.
Clean as a whistle.
Not till I moved to Kalispell, Montana. Shit.
I'm so mad.
You probably got some weird strain of it while you were in Florida.
Dude, like I said, I got tested before I got with you. Before I got with you.
We'll see.
I was due for my yearly shit, and I went in and got tested, and I was totally clean. And then I got with you, and then poof, I have shit wrong with me now.
I've never
your penis
had a problem with the hospital or the emergency room or anything like that until I got together with you. Now, like, I know my way around that place because of how many fucking times you go there. You're a sickly person by nature.
Well, your penis didn't help.
Okay. The Northeast Philadelphia man arrested Monday for impersonating a Catholic priest and deceiving the family of an injured police officer has also pretended to be a city firefighter, deputy chief of staff for Pennsylvania's Speaker of the House, and president of his college's student body. Why would you impersonate a Catholic priest? Like, you, out of all the different religions, like, that seems like it'd be the worst one to fucking copy.
I don't know. I
so
wouldn't
many laws
and
fucking
no.
Going to hell. And
right.
Fuck that. Who's got time for that? Not me.
Maybe.
Paul N. Schlier Jr., 26, has been charged with criminal trespass and false impersonation for presenting himself as a cleric at the hospital bedside of this officer dude. Hayes suffered a severe head injuries June 28th when he was struck by a car while on duty. He was in the intensive care unit at this hospital, and that's when the priest came in and was like, hey, he befriended the family and then prayed with them. Quote.
That's fucking retarded.
But is that weird, though? Like, why? So what? I mean, if that's all he's doing. I mean, if he, like, stole his gun and his badge and shit, then
he just befriended them and prayed with them and that's it?
I put you in my top 10.
Oh, Jesus.
On at least one occasion, Williams said, Fire Commissioner Lloyd M. Ayers confronted Schlier and told him to, quote, take that gear off. What? Schlier's MySpace page, featuring prominent photographs of firefighters and a fireman's hat, also identifies him as having been State Rep Dennis O'Brien's Deputy Chief of Staff. You're a weirdo, dude, to have that on your MySpace. That's like stalking and shit. When you're like, I'm married to this person, and that person's like, I don't even know him. That's fucking weird.
Very.
He's like, I've always wanted to be a firefighter when I grow up. Like, you're grown
grew up.
You're grown up, dude. You can be a firefighter if you want. Naomi Hall, communications director for Holy Family, said yesterday that Schlier attended the university sporadically, but did not graduate. She said he was one of four students who represented the junior class 1 year inside student government. Schlier studied briefly for the priesthood at St. Charles Borromeo, someplace in 02 and 03. In the last year, he appeared in white vestments at funerals of two slain police officers.
What?
That's just weird. I don't know. That is it for that story. So.
What?
When are you going to be done being mad?
When I don't have cancer.
Okay. So, when do you go in and see them
next? The 27th.
Fantastic.
For an ultrasound and taking a chunk out of my junk.
Good.
Not good.
You know what that is?
What?
Karma.
For what? What the
for
fuck
being
did
a
I
bad
do
person.
You?
I don't
I'm not
know.
A bad person.
You must have been at some point in your time. Good people don't get HPV.
What have I done?
I don't know. You tell us.
I haven't done anything.
You want to do some confessions? We'll do some right now.
Fuck. How long has it been since we did Confessions?
Like 7 months.
Fuck, dude. No. No. I don't have anything to confess. I'm good. Forgive me, Father, for I have... No, fuck that. No, dude. There's no karma. What the fuck are you talking about? I'm a good person.
Okay.
I'm a fucking good girlfriend, aren't I?
Well, yeah, but...
The best one you've ever fucking had, right?
For like 7 months. You've been alive for 23 years. You've done something, right?
What? I don't even know what I could have done.
What does it take to get cursed with cancer?
Your penis?
No. What did you do?
Fuck you.
Okay. And that sucks for you.
And you. I hope you get peanut.
I'm not gonna. Because
you're gonna.
Good immune systems just make it go away.
Keep fucking me.
No. Now I'm not ever gonna
fucking
you. I bought more lube for the flashlight. I'm cool.
I'll burn that thing.
I'll kill you. That'd be the end of that shit. War of the Roses style. I'll just fucking kill you.
Don't make me get pissed over the fucking flashlight. That's really retarded.
Why are you guys in marriage counseling? Well, he won't stop having sex with this.
Did you check the P.O. box?
Yeah. Nothing.
Yeah, fuck.
Dude,
Mike?
Do you know how long it takes for something to get from Florida to here? It's like
is
the other side of the fucking... Yeah?
Nah, I didn't
Miami, even... remember? Next time you guys are in Miami?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Shut
Does
up.
Cancer make you lose your memory?
I'll fucking kill you.
Hey, now you'll get a medical marijuana card.
I don't
High
want
five.
It. I don't want it.
That means we could grow pot then.
No. I'm not going to get that. You know why?
Because you don't smoke pot.
Because you're a douche.
I do.
I could get it, but I won't. Because
you
you're a douche.
It'll make your cancer feel better.
I don't smoke pot.
Well,
Give
you're
me
gonna
more
start.
Tabs.
Oh, okay. Good junkie.
Well,
this one's called Man Held and Impersonating Priests Tried Other...
Hey,
what?
Doug says don't be an asshole, Matt.
I apologized!
Not very well!
Not very well.
At all!
Don't belittle me in front of guests.
I'm belittling you.
He's not Brayden,
right now.
You know. You can't just do that.
I'm doing it.
This is my show.
Is it?
No. Right. It's our show, kinda. Are you cool? Do you want to read some Fuck My Life?
I would love to read some Fuck My Life. It might make me feel better.
That's funny. Oh, did you make a post in there today?
Maybe.
All right, let me read one more news story, and then we'll do some Fuck My Life.
Thank you.
This was called Man Stabbed by Lacrosse Woman After Watching Porn. A lacrosse woman is accused of stabbing her boyfriend Tuesday afternoon after she caught him watching pornography and masturbating, according to lacrosse police reports.
Nice.
What would you ever get that mad at porn and masturbation? Like, she was probably like, you cheated on me, you motherfucker, with those bitches.
If you, like, never fucked me, but you were always out here jerking at
well,
porn, I might smash your fucking computer
right.
screen.
I'm not saying, like, that's the only thing. Yeah, but, I mean, if it was just, like, a normal, like, you just woke up and had to go to the bathroom, and I was out here furiously pounding that fleshlight, would you, like, stab me? Because that's fucking...
Maybe.
Maybe? Before or after you got cancer. Rachel Ferrara, 23, found her 24-year-old boyfriend inside her home at 920 Cameron Avenue, in case you guys want to go there. The couple argued, and Ferrara accused the man of being a expletive, parentheses, cheater.
Hey.
What do you think she said? Fucking? A fucking cheater?
Maybe.
What do you think she said?
I think she said, if Matt gets tested, I will donate $30 to the show.
Sounds good.
So you
I already
don't
said
get
I was gonna, and when
shit.
It comes back clean, I was gonna be like, eh. But I'm not betting 1,000 blowjobs. I'll bet, like, 42, I'm willing to wager. That's how sure I am. I'm more than 50% sure.
How can you not have HPV if I have HPV?
Magic. I don't know. I don't think I do. And I'm willing to bet 42 blowjobs on it.
You're an idiot.
Why?
Because my doctor straight up said, if you have it and you've been with your boyfriend how long?
Oh, yeah?
And I'm
is
like,
she willing to put her money where her mouth is? Or where your mouth is? I'll bet her 42 blowjobs, too. I don't give a fuck. Bring it on.
You have HPV.
Anyone else want to bet?
You have
We're betting
HP.
Blowjobs right now at thegmail.com/forums. We're betting blowjobs. That's what this app will be called, betting blowjobs.
You have HPV.
Ferrara then backed the man into the kitchen where she grabbed a 5-inch serrated knife and slashed his arms before stabbing him in the abdomen. Fuck. She went on a rage. You gave me cancer! She reportedly refused his attempts to calm her down and screamed at him to leave. The man drove himself to Gunderson Lutheran Medical Center where he was treated and then released, and Ferrara was arrested on charges of disorderly conduct and being a raging cunt while armed and recklessly endangering safety. And that is it for that story. You're borderline, I think. I'm kind of afraid now.
Why?
After reading that story. And I now see that women are not only just totally nuts, but they are willing to stab you in certain cases.
Yeah.
Just for watching porn.
Maybe.
I don't want to die for porn.
Well, don't watch it.
Okay.
Simple as that. Don't fuck your flashlight. Simple as that.
Simple as that.
Simple as that.
Today, I was pulled over for speeding.
Fuck.
Is that one yours?
I still
Did you get pulled over again?
I still haven't taken care of that yet.
Do you have a warrant out for your arrest?
What's the date? As of today, maybe, because they gave me till the 17th. Today is the 17th.
Nice.
Haven't gone
go
in
handle
yet.
That. I speak 4 languages and thought if I spoke French, the officer would let me off with a warning, thinking I was a tourist. That takes some balls.
Here, 26 says, fuck it. Stop putting shit in the chat and I can read stuff.
That's why we have the jamhole.com/feedback. Maybe
says, the course of action is obvious. Have Matt fuck a censored...
Whoa.
Have Matt fuck
Put
a
it on
censored...
the speakerphone.
Have Matt fuck a censored chick without HPV. If she gets HPV, Matt has it.
That's a good idea.
Doug says, good idea, 26.
Yeah, I'm willing to do that.
And would you be willing to be accessory to a homicide?
What? Do we have to kill her?
Yes.
Oh. Maybe. Who is it? It depends who it is.
Who her?
Well, yeah, but I don't know. It depends on the
Some
war.
Chick without HPV. Probably a virgin.
I thought we want to save those ones.
No.
No.
We just killed them all. It's okay.
Afterwards, I turned to my wife and said, I can't believe that worked. He was a few feet away and heard.
Nice.
And gave me a ticket. Today I woke to my husband donning a gorilla mask in the middle of the night. My kids have been staying in a tent out back for the past few nights and have complained of a monster scaring them. I told them that it was their imagination. Whoa. My husband says he gets a kick out of it. Fuck my life. That's
nice.
Weird. Today my boyfriend was teaching me to drive and told me he agreed with the stereotype that women are worse drivers than men. Mm-hmm. You agree?
No.
Do you agree?
I've met women that agree.
Yeah? I have too.
Well, there are some dumb women, but not all of them are that dumb.
But they all know that women can't drive.
I can drive.
You can't drive a stick.
Anything else left to throw?
Without getting cancer.
Fuck.
I argued with this.
You know what?
You're going to break stuff.
I'm going to break your face.
You can try. I'm sorry.
It's already
it's my mouth.
Look at
that
thing on your right side over there. What is that?
It's a bug bite.
No.
It's HPV.
No, that's a zit you decide to pick at forever.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
I argued with him so heatedly about how it was just like a man to say something like that, that I drove through our garage doors because I wasn't paying attention. Of course you did.
What a fuck.
Awesome. I could totally see you doing that. Just super pissed. Like, girls are better than drivers. And then boom! Right into the fucking garage.
No.
Like, and you can pay for
I
that
I actually
also.
Care about my car. Thanks.
Today, the 2.5 hour... You can't even say that if you let a felon drive it and then he destroys it. You're no longer allowed to say, I care about my car.
I got it fixed and I haven't let anybody touch it since then besides you.
You let me drive it. Maybe
and
your
my
car
dad.
Has cancer now.
Could you, like, stop bringing that up?
I'm sorry. I mean, you mentioned it on a show like this. I just figured
well,
I
yeah,
could make
stop
fun
picking
of it.
At me about having cancer.
Well,
it's not cool.
I have it also, I'm sure, but... Today, the 2.5 hours it took our poorly air-conditioned taxi to go 20 miles in stop-and-go traffic was highlighted by our son projectile vomiting all over my wife, a suitcase, and the car.
Nice. Gross.
It ended with me having to pay both for the ride as well as for cleaning inside of the taxi. Fuck my life.
That's great.
That sucks. That's why you don't ever want to have kids. Do you want to have kids? Like, is that your plan? Like, get married, have a wife and kids? And
it's not my plan, but...
If it happens, then fuck it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I think I'd be a good dad.
Today, to get back at me for breaking up with him, my ex-boyfriend thought it would be really funny to post semi-nude pictures of me on Craigslist.
That's funny. I agree.
He does have a sense of humor.
Right.
To top it off, he decided to give all 200-plus people who responded to my ad my home phone number.
Nice!
I'm getting nonstop calls from horny freaks. Fuck my
life. Awesome.
That is awesome.
That is wonderful.
Today, I was walking down the street, and while I stopped at a light, this old man waved at me.
Hi.
Thinking nothing of it, I walked through a parking lot to get where I was going, where he not only followed me, but mistook me for a prostitute.
Awesome.
It was 5 p.m.
That's so fuck great. My life. Don't dress like a slut.
Well, I mean, were you coming from your stripper job? Because, you know. Today, I found out that my wife gave me head lice on purpose, so I would have to cut off the ponytail that I've been growing since 99.
Oh my god, that's great!
Just be like, hey, we need to talk, and I, here's some head lice.
Just cut off in his sleep.
Oh, honey, looks like you'll have to shave that.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I was going to check out my secret condom stash. Do you have a secret condom stash?
Obviously not, since
well,
I have HPV.
Did you ever Jesus. Have you ever had a secret condom stash?
A secret condom stash?
Yeah, like one that was just yours. Not, like...
Like you hid it from your mom. Like, yeah. I don't want you to know I'm fucking anybody, but this is my stash.
Not one like your friends would go
yeah,
into.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some that I hid from my mom just by putting it in a drawer, but I never, you know,
not
hid
like,
it that much, you know. I never really was that concerned.
It was your stash.
Yeah.
To save my condoms go in under
I had a stash
feet.
Like that in high school, too. I'm sure you did.
Not with condoms in it.
Well, I had, like, cool stuff
I had,
in
like,
there.
Drugs and pot and yeah. stuff like that in it. Money and... cigarettes. I remember having a secret stash of cigarettes when I was younger.
And you know what the funny thing is? Even using a condom doesn't prevent HPV, so you've been fucked anyway.
Oh. Well, then why'd you even... I was feeling all bad for fucking dirty sluts without condoms, and here you are. Thanks, honey.
You can still get it. Yeah. Go ahead.
You're fucked.
Still feel bad, though.
You're
because
fucked if you fuck, basically.
Because, you know, you fuck dirty sluts. Don't get me wrong. You still fuck dirty
you
sluts.
You want to go through your fucking black book?
Go ahead. Call them all up. I don't give a
fuck. Well, call them. I was just saying, you know, pictures and stuff. And then
get them on the show.
Get them on the show. Fuck.
You know what? They've fucked less people than your exes have, so they have less likely chances to have HPV.
That's
than
my
yours.
Fault? We're all freaks, son.
Well,
I don't know.
Stop fucking dirty bitches and you won't have HPV.
Okay.
Anyway, go ahead.
Thank you. See, that's why I make fun of it, because you keep bringing it up.
I hate your face.
Today. When I looked inside my secret condom stash, I found a note. The note read, "Thanks, hun. I really needed this. Love, Mom."
What?
That sucks, dude. Your mom knows where your secret condom stash is. And she's been having sex with people, and that's why she needs it.
26 says, "Oh, yeah, I bought condoms, exclamation point, and I never use them. I hope I die."
You will.
You emo fuck.
You'll die because you'll be with a chick that has it, and she'll just nonstop give you shit about it, and you'll just be like, "God, shut up." Today, while backpacking in Switzerland, I had my camera stolen. Not only does this have photos of my entire trip, but the pictures I took for my best friend's wedding. I was the only photographer of her elopement. Fuck my life. Oh, that sucks. Like, the only pictures of your friend's wedding that he paid you to do.
That sucks.
Oh, that sucks. Today, this is the last one. Today, I received a diamond ring, in quotes.
Okay.
A diamond ring in Mafia Wars, which is a Facebook app, in parentheses, in case you didn't know what Mafia Wars is, from my boyfriend of 3 years. along with the ring came a message. It read,
Will you marry me?
He was serious. That sucks.
He proposed to you on a MySpace app?
That's like if you would have gotten proposed to in Second Life. Like, that just sucks.
That is
Or by a text message.
That is so stupid.
Wow.
Well, I was up at my mom's house today.
She probably said yes. And that is stupid.
I was up at my mom's house today, and she wanted me to go through a couple dressers and stuff that I had a bunch of crap in there, you know? And I'm going through this
Hold on. 26 says... People still play Mafia Wars?
I guess so.
I hate that. I must have half a fucking Facebook blocked by now from all those requests. Like, every time I get one, I'm like, block. I don't want to drink. I don't want a fake drink. I don't want to play Mafia Wars. I don't want to play dress up.
Anyway, my mom wanted me to come up there. You sent and, me. Yeah, they were the bumper sticker apps. Thanks.
Right, and those.
My mom wanted me to come up there and clear through a couple dressers and stuff because I had some extra clothes and there was... Everybody has a junk drawer, right?
Yep.
Okay, I have a huge junk drawer at my mom's house. I mean, it's got pictures, tattoo equipment, deodorant. I mean, just like random shit in there, right?
Right.
So I'm going
junk,
through it.
If junk, you will.
Yeah, it's a junk drawer, right? I found 4 cases to engagement rings.
Really? Were there rings in any of them?
No, no. I pawned all those fuckers. Every time I found one, I looked at my mom. I'm like, ta-da! And like I opened it. I'm like, is there a ring? She's like, no.
Of course not.
Of course not.
And you know if you wouldn't have pawned them, your parents would have.
Yeah. I think I still have. I think I still have one.
We don't like jewelry.
It's broken. That's the only reason why I still have it.
Nice.
Yeah. So no, I went through. I got a. I found clothes of mine that I had for my stripper job.
Mmm.
So I have like two.
Did you bring them over here?
Yeah, they're here. They're in the room.
Yeah. Did you bring the stripper pole?
There's no pole. No. Oh. Sorry. The club provided that.
You know you can order portable stripping poles off the internet. We should totally get one.
Yeah, but they suck balls.
Why?
Because you can't wedge them into the ceiling and the floor.
Says who?
Because you'll break the ceiling.
I'll bolt that fucker in tight.
Well, you do that, and I'll strip for you.
Fuck yeah. You strip for all these cameras?
You see me naked all the time anyway.
Well, yeah. Well, not for me, duh. For everyone else.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You're not going to work a normal job? You're going to work... I want to see you stripping online at least 3 hours a day. It is
Am I guaranteed to get money for that?
If you do it good. And you know how we will gauge how good you're doing it? By how much money comes in. That's all.
Anyway, but yeah, I found like 2 outfits I had while I was stripping out at Peekaboo Lounge.
Nice.
Which is pretty cool. And, I don't know, a couple other things here and there. So, it's kind of nice. I was trying to find my yearbook.
Yeah, you definitely wouldn't have gotten HPV back in your stripper days. Most definitely not, right?
I didn't, because okay. I got tested since then.
Okay. Well, you made it out here. Bitch. We have tonight at, what the fuck's that place called? I always forget the name of it. Where are we going after this? Shit.
Grizzly something.
I'm stoned. Grizzly Jack's. Thank you. That's what it's called. We're going to go up to Grizzly Jack's, and IQ's going to do a couple songs up there. We're going to hang out. We're going to see Adam. Threesome Adam.
Adam.
Should be a good time.
Adam. Braden's Adam? Friend Adam?
No. Not drummer Adam. Threesome Adam.
Who the fuck is Threesome Adam?
He's been on the... That's how everyone in the chat knows him. They're like, is it Threesome Adam or drummer Adam?
I don't even know.
Remember when we first met and we went to the scoreboard? And his computer broke, and we spent all that time. That's
the
who
the fucking DJ dude.
Yeah, yeah. Now he's doing that. He's doing what he was doing there up
he's
at Grizzly Jack's now. But they have like a stage, I guess. I don't know. I've never been there, so we're gonna go up there. Should be a good time. Yeah. IQ, thank you very much. It's been a blast.
Thank you. You got a
website or anything else you want to fucking plug?
Yeah, there's IQHipHop.com, and there's MySpace.com/IntelligenceRecords.
Nice.
Cool.
And they can get the new album off of iTunes, or are you selling it off the website too?
Yeah, you can definitely get it off the website.
Is it like a CD Baby kind of thing? Or
yeah, I sell it on CD Baby and I sell it myself. There's nice. If you click the Buy Now button, it goes directly to me, and I ship it directly to you.
Hell yeah, good. So, and you gonna make some beats for me then? And we're gonna make some fucking beautiful.
Yeah, you should
music
definitely
together?
Go through all the beats.
Yeah,
yeah,
I'll do that. That'll be fucking cool.
It'd be great if someone can actually produce your next album
without having to just do it all here.
Yeah, it would be lovely.
Beats we found,
and maybe look like something like this, you know, to where it's not just burned.
I know
CDs.
That's like twice as big as our cases.
Yeah, I know, right? Kind of nice.
That's awesome. All right, guys. Well, we'll talk to you Monday. Call in 406-204-4687. Leave us a message or email info@thejamhole.com. What?
Do you want to do a half episode this weekend to maybe...
to make up for the
right, for the 250?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe this weekend. Maybe next weekend.
I think maybe this
maybe
weekend.
Maybe this weekend?
We should do one because we can, you know, we'll go fishing probably and then we could come back, do an episode, and then the next day
okay.
go fishing.
We'll do that. So, fishing, show fishing. Saturday?
Maybe. If it's
or
up to
Sunday.
You.
What are you talking about?
It's up to you.
Say
I don't know.
It. Saturday?
Well, you know what? Follow thejamhole.com/Twitter and you'll find
good.
Out.
Good. That's what we'll say. All
yes.
right, guys. Thank you all. We love you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
All right, everybody. It's 420. You know what that means. It's National High Time. Time to get your smoking utensils out and spark up. Everybody ready? Here we go.
Wherever you find me, I be smoking the kind weed, letting my mind free. And every time we get some bud, we'll be blazing up a blunt. Fucking drunk, enough of junk, I'm only puffing skunk. My last nug stunk so bad, I'm still smelling it. I smoked it last week, but that's irrelevant. I ain't exactly got the memory of an elephant, so I might as well smoke up for the hell of it. I'm intelligent, they call me high IQ, cause I'm always high, and plus I like to spit intelligent rhymes about regular stuff. I never have enough, I'm always blazing it up. If I can't get a hold of my basic connections, you'll find me at home, probably scraping some resin, cleaning out my downstem. Cause me lately, I need to get my daily dose of THC.
I be smoking, I need a blunt of the weed. This is any time of the day. This is 420 for me, 420 for me. I be smoking, I need a blunt of the weed. This is any time of the day. It's 420 for me, 420 for me.
Let's get down to the nitty-gritty, it's a pity. I'm always blazing up the sticky, icky like a hippie. $50 will be enough for a bag of the green stuff. Pass the glass so I can be having a clean puff. If even nicer bud than Cheech and Chong could dream of. Puffing long enough to get a strong mean buzz. I'm always fiending for bud, needing nugs. Real drugs don't do it for me. I need to find someone that deals bud. A needle does it for some, but not me. My real love is smoking weed. It makes me feel just magnificent. Glad whistling, never give out free bags, cause I'll never have discipline when it comes to that shit. If the sack's crippling my ass, you can be sure I'll be grabbing a little bit from myself, then going home. I'd be in a hospital if there was a such thing as being overstone.
I be smoking, I need a blunt of the weed. This is any time of the day. This is 420 for me, 420 for me. I be smoking, I need a blunt of the weed. This is any time of the day. It's 420 for me, 420 for me.
Uh-oh, I'm choking again, smoking the wind. Somebody open the window as the odor begins to get into your system, your head's going to spin. When you sniff the homegrown, that'll get you stoned in about 2 seconds, so when I'm jonesing for some dank, you could find me alone roaming the streets, walking the block. But with every option I got, I'll never be fiending. I'm saving for emergency, stocking the pot. I smoke it off and it's caught on the lot, but not for the cops, who always take my weed and hold me hostage a lot. I'm surprised they don't leave me in a coffin of rot, but I still grow back like that dude Ivory and be some awesome pot. When you smoke me, you can go to college and hot bitches will scream yes, yes, and be all in your jock. I love the bud with the fruity aftertaste. 50% ain't enough, yo, I'm never only half baked.
I be smoking, I need a blunt of the weed. This is any time of the day. This is 420 for me, 420 for me. I be smoking, I need a blunt of the weed. This is any time of the day. It's 420 for me, 420 for me.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.